Restoring My Soul, Monday the 13th of July, The Error of Balaam. When Balak first sent dignitaries to Balaam, asking him to curse Israel, God expressly said to him, "You shall not go with them, you shall not curse the people, for they are blessed." Balak then sent more noble princes to implore Balaam to curse the people, promising him great riches and to do whatever he said. Balaam responded, saying, "I will not go beyond the word of the Lord." However, God had said, "You shall not go." Balaam invited them to stay with him while he waited to see if there was another word. Although Balaam knew what God had said, he hoped for another word because he coveted the riches and honor that Balak and the princes were offering. This desire revealed the idol in his heart. Significantly, God began to speak to him through his idol, saying, "If the men come to call you, rise and go with them, but only the word which I speak to you, that you shall do." God was still speaking to Balaam, and he was exercising his prophetic gift. However, it was now for his destruction because of his stumbling. We know this because the scriptures say, "God's anger was aroused because he went, and the angel of the Lord stood against Balaam as an adversary, standing in the way with his drawn sword in his hand." The doctrine of Balaam belongs to those with a gift who themselves stumble at Christ's word, which is a two-edged sword proceeding from his mouth through the ministry of the presbytery in his right hand. These men may stumble because of their desire for gain, or to maintain a ministry profile, or because of some discontent with the word direction in the presbytery, or because of a relational offence. The word that they speak may be true, but it is not the word proceeding from the fellowship of the presbytery on account of confession and testimony. It is a word that belongs to their own sense of ministry or purpose. The references used in today's devotions are Numbers chapter 22, verse 12, Numbers chapter 22, verses 20 to 23, and Revelation chapter 2, verse 12. For further study, Numbers chapter 22.